Planet, I would love a big yahoo from you guys, okay? Will that be all right? Well, first of all, I'd like to introduce you to our astronauts, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, right behind me, one of my oldest friends, actually, and I don't even know how many campaigns this man has been through and has survived intact, almost intact. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Commander Roger Taylor! Roger with entirely the wrong coloured hat, I have to say, is a gentleman who has so much talent, I can't even believe where he's going to be when he's my age, but at the age of about, I think he's about 13 right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rufus Taylor! Completing the crew of the spaceship. An extraordinary musician, I have to say, an awesome musician. Not from London, but from Manchester, way up north. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Neil Fairclough! And radar operator and scanner and genius of many kinds, and he plays a little bit of keyboards in his spare time. Ladies and gentlemen, Lieutenant Spike Ibney! A little bit of background, I won't take too long, but basically if you understand your Einstein, there's a thing called Einstein's clock paradox, which means if you go on a very long journey, as we are about to do, and you come back and you've been somewhere near the speed of light, you may have aged only a year, but everyone back on Earth may have aged maybe 100 years or 200 years, who knows? So what would you find? So leaving you with this thought, I would just like to say, did you expect the science lesson? You're all right with that, Ian? Never, relativity never did you any harm, darlings!